Africa says it's concerned that despite the changes that President Cyril Ramaphosa announced in his address to the nation last night, the sector will continue to lose jobs. Non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars and fitness centres will need to close by 10 p.m. from today. The association's CEO, Wendy Alberts.
Once again, we've moved to an adjusted level without any type of consultation or even understanding what our needs are. So whilst we put writing to the various ministerial divisions for the relief, the reprieve fund, the debt deferment, at this time, government is not talking to industry at all. So we're certainly trying to leverage ourselves to all different channels to have our messages heard by the NCC and by the relative party to make the decision.
Well, under adjusted alert level 2 of the lockdown, the sale of alcohol from retail outlets for on-site consumption will be permitted between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. from Monday to Friday. Alcohol sales for on-site consumption will be permitted until 10 p.m. However, alcohol consumption remains prohibited in public spaces. Meanwhile, political parties have mixed reactions to the country's move to adjusted alert level 2 of the lockdown. The ANC has welcomed the announcement, however, the Economic Freedom Fighters has vowed not to adhere to the changes. Spokesperson on elections, Leah Matthews.
We have EFF gatherings, it's never limited to 500 people. We know that this is no longer just about COVID, but it's more about the ANC trying to stifle political parties from doing campaigning during elections.
And finally, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's explosive US TV interview